interesting that sometimes the type of person we try to be is not the type of person that the scriptures tell us God favors. We like to be self-sufficient, relying on no one. We like to be without pain, without struggle. We shy away from poverty. But the scriptures show us very clearly that God has a special affection, so to speak, for those who are dependent on him. People who are in pain and suffering. People who are poor. God loves all of these. Now, you might say, well, how can God be fair if he loves these people more than the others? But that's not the proper way to understand God's love. It's precisely in experiencing pain and suffering and poverty and dependence that our hearts are the ones that are opened to welcome God's love. It's when we shy away from poverty and sickness and pain and dependence that our hearts close and we turn and rely only on ourselves. Lazarus, poor man, covered with sores, when he dies, goes straight to the bosom of Abraham. He's carried away by angels into heaven. Whereas the rich man who was self-sufficient and had no need went to torment. Where do we stand before the Lord? Are we willing to welcome suffering and trial, all kinds of difficulty, knowing that through those things we have an opportunity to welcome the love of God more profoundly? Or do we prefer to stay where we are safe, where we can provide for our own needs and take care of ourselves?